This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. I've had to look at the calendar, I don't know, 13 times already today to tell me it's a Wednesday and it's the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got that right.
I know, but I just, short work weeks.
For some people, holidays, especially when it's like on a Monday, it kind of screws people
up.
Oh,
I'm
but
that
yeah.
person. I'm yeah. that person, totally. Yeah. Party Line, by the way, presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Braden Business Systems, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Avery Home Store.
Yeehaw.
Thanks to all of those folks that help us bring you Party Line and also HoosierlandTV.com.
Exactly. A lot going on this week.
Is there supposed to be a game tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two.
Well, it's raining. That's why I'm asking.
I know, but it's a light rain. We're not supposed to have anything real heavy, and it is supposed to move out this afternoon. Sunshine's supposed to come out.
Okay.
Well,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Dry some stuff off. But yeah, we got a doubleheader tonight. So softball. We start out with girls softball, and then we switch to boys baseball, and then we're going to have reports coming in on Friday from the girls final championship game while we're got a doubleheader of baseball. So yeah, why I don't understand, they can separate girls and boys sports for every freaking other sport, but why baseball and softball they have to run the sectionals the same week?
I think it's because it gets towards the end of the school year. Yeah. And they're just trying to get it done.
Yeah, they're just using that as an excuse because track and everything else is on different nights. So hey.
By the way, there is a city plan commission meeting tonight at 5:30 and tomorrow evening at 5:30. The RDC will be meeting, so just keep those things in mind. Also tonight, originally scheduled for Tuesday, May 19th, the Board of Health had a change, and they will be meeting tonight as well, or today. I don't know what time that meeting is, but that's happening.
I think we can find out.
5 o'clock? There we go.
5 p.m. tonight.
I thought somebody might know. And
yeah, exactly.
I wanted
Exciting
to bring that
stuff.
Up.
It's a long day.
Is it, though?
It's going to be a long day.
You might recognize that voice in studio with us, Melissa. Let's try that again. Melissa Hodson-Osler. I was trying to put Melissa and Hodson, so it became Madodson or something
okay.
like that. Melissa Hodson-Osler, Public Health Administrator for the Clinton County Health Department, is our guest on Party Line. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. It's a rainy, slow day, so certainly feeling that nice that nice low, slow vibe today, so.
Yeah, there is something about the rain. It's harder to get out of bed when you hear that gentle rain outside.
I won't hit you with quite as much energy today, I can promise you that.
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's totally fair.
It's a day where I like to go sit out on, because it's coming down straight. There's no wind. You don't have the straight line winds with the rain that's cutting you in two. Mm-hmm. And you can just go out and sit on the porch and watch it rain.
My favorite is that pop of green that happens right after the rain, you know, once it all stops and the sun warms back up and then just, everything gets like emerald green and it's happiness.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Nope, I get it.
I like that too. I like that too. And it's keeping our flowers looking pretty, so no complaints there.
Yeah, it's keeping me from having to water.
As I left the house this morning, the news was on and I was hearing all about Ebola again.
Yeah. It's making the news. You know, it's a concern, not for Clinton County, but it is a concern for, you know, world health. Ebola outbreaks are not, I would say, uncommon, but this is a larger one, coming upon a time where, and it's happening over in the Congo and, you know, other side of the world. But we also have FIFA getting ready to kick off, right? And so we have people traveling from around the world.
Yeah.
And so that is currently, you know, a focus for, there's been FIFA CDC meetings happening for a long time. They do a health department, health official CDC broadcast every, I think it's every week or every other week. But anyways, that's been a hot topic, you know, but it's amazing to see the works that go on behind. I mean, you know, there's high level meetings happening all the time, not just over Ebola. But they're also talking about measles outbreak. Obviously, that's one they're always posting on. They're posting on a, this will be a fun one as we kind of, you know, develop into it, called New World Screwworm. That is an invasion of a very fatal parasite that can affect livestock and, you know.
Yeah, we mostly see it in cattle, right?
Yeah, mostly in cattle, but there have been human cases as well. And so that's, I don't, it's a little too early in the morning to really go into depth about screwworm, because it's a nasty thing. So but they're working on trying to make sure we keep it out of the States. Because it has been creeping up again. We had eradicated it once, just kind of like measles. These things kind of keep coming back around, right? And so they're working on genetic flies that will help sterilize the reproductive processes of that. Same thing with ticks and ticks. And so that's another topic they are bringing up all the time, is Lyme disease and tick season. Mosquito season. This is all here upon us now.
Yeah, man, they just seem like they're worse this year and earlier.
They are. And there's new varieties coming up too that are also more more prophylactic. Yeah. I can't even say the word right. They make a lot of babies. Yeah. And you know, when I say more, they make, you know, thousands of babies at a time. So it's
Is there, you know, I'm pretty sure, I know we did. We got our dog vaccinated for Lyme disease because we do live on property that has trees and things like that. Is there a vaccine for humans for Lyme disease?
You know, I don't think that there's a vaccine, although I think they're getting closer. There are areas of the United States, especially East Coast, where it's really much more endemic. But we are a West Nile virus area now. I mean, this will, you know, it does affect the whole state at some point. We'll be monitoring for that. I mean, obviously summer coming up, so we'll be watching to see, you know, do we have a population here testing yet for a positive West Nile? But just so that then healthcare advisors can be, you know, more aware, to be watching for symptoms. But, you know, it causes a lot of autoimmune problems. It's one of those that's kind of hard to find, just because you got to be looking for it to find it, right? And often those ticks are pretty small. And I did find here the other day that that tick needs to be on you for about 24 hours to transmit the disease. And so, you know, there's a lot we can do for prevention to watch, you know, if you've been out in the woods, you do your tick check, you know, watch your animals, check your bedding frequently, that kind of stuff. So, you know, there are proactive things we can do. The same thing with mosquitoes. We can definitely be, I think I put West Nile with ticks, didn't I? Yeah, switch that. That's with the mosquitoes. You know, with the tires, with Lyme disease, you know, watching for breeding zones.
Which, standing water anywhere.
Yeah, standing water for the mosquitoes. Yeah. You know, tires. Tires are a big reservoir of, I'm always bringing that up around my environment, like, hey, get those tires out of here. You know, what's that doing there?
And if you can't dispose of them right away, drill holes in them.
That's right.
Yeah. Not that hard, so they drain.
Yep, keep the water draining out of them. So, so those things will be coming up for us. But yes, Ebola. Do we have any concerns? No. I mean, obviously, you know, the Hanta virus has been one that's been very interesting to watch. You know, no, there are no Indiana cases. In fact, there are no U.S. cases right now of hantavirus, but they are monitoring people that, you know, could be exposed and still could be presenting. And again, you talk about world travel.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that the world would shut down like we did with COVID again?
You know, the things we are working with right now are known viruses, known. What you saw occur with COVID was a novel virus. And yes, that was really where there had to be a pause button. And I realized that it you know, had dramatic psychosocial effects on all of us. You know, the world, we always say, you know, before COVID, after
That's
COVID.
Right.
And we're still in that phase, right? We're still in that post-COVID sure. phase. You know, we still have, you know, kids who have, you know, varied memories of what their high school graduation was or wasn't, you know, proms that didn't happen, things like that. So that pause button was about the prep and about the mitigation that had to happen before this got even worse. And I realized there was no fairness about it, right? But, you know, and definitely lessons learned. How do we do things different? How do we try to be as transparent as possible? How do we make sure that we instill trust in the public and help walk them along? But it's also a very complex process. Now, virology is a very specialized area, and knowing and counting, trusting your experts is really is a key part of that.
Are we prepared for the next one? I would think after COVID, surely that said, oh, we need to do some things differently. And so has that changed things locally, but as well on, mm-hmm. because that was a global scale.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a global scale. And honestly, what we experienced was well maintained considering what you saw in other parts of the world. You know, we didn't have funeral piles happening in the streets of, you know.
Well, I think part of that is because one, we learned to navigate the social media mm-hmm. and a lot of the mistakes that were coming, you know, every
across the world.
Yeah, exactly. And we learned from everybody else's mistakes.
Yeah. I would say, you know, where I would look more at right now would be measles response to say, you know, did we learn anything, right? Here's an outbreak. How's it spreading? And you do see swift actions. Now, I will say that we are the only state in our donut of states that does not have measles.
Wow, that's good. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. But it also tells us it's coming, right? Mm. And so it tells us, what can we do to be prepared? And, you know, are kids getting vaccinated? You know, are we up to date? Are we, you know, watching for signs and symptoms? Are we, you know, so the state has a very high level response team for that. It's something that we run ourselves some drills on. You know, constantly looking at, do we have the right equipment? Do we have, you know, do we have our policies and procedures in place? So yes, I do think we have learned stuff from the pandemic. I think we're still learning stuff from the pandemic.
There are still several folks, though, that don't want to get their children vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we plan for those folks?
We call that vaccination hesitancy. And that is a big challenge. And really the best we can do is build trusting relationships, give out good information, and try to fight the misinformation. And that's the hard part, right?
Yeah.
Because of social media. And I just, you know, encourage... You know, I wouldn't go to Facebook if I had a brain tumor.
No.
I would go to my neurosurgeon, right? I would go to my oncologist. And so when you're looking at medical issues, go to your trusted providers. Go to where you know the sources. You know, there is endless disinformation out there. And people who are purposely manipulating it. So it's just really important to build those relationships and to, you know, to followed science, and that's what we really try to focus on.
Melissa Hodson-Osler is a public health administrator for the Clinton County Health Department and is our guest today on Party Line.
I would love, you mentioned immunizations, I want to share with you, as soon as I find it, because I brought it with me. I had a press release that just came out.
Oh.
And that was, we actually, talking about immunizations, just had a special recognition. It was called the High Flyer in Innovation, an immunization award winner in our department. And so Eric Sherman is our immunization nurse. He's our coordinator. He runs that department. He's the face that you see up front for immunizations. And he was selected by his peers for innovative health promoting programs of persons or being a person that has demonstrated excellence, commitment to improve the health of Hoosiers. He was nominated and selected in a statewide event and goes across the entire state.
Wow.
So it was really a big deal. We actually all got to go down and watch Eric receive this. This award was given out by the Indiana Immunization Coalition, IIC. That's a really big deal in the state. They work very closely with IDOH. And so that was really a special event for us. So
congratulations.
Yeah, so talk about, you know, pride and trusted, you know, these are the things that we're trying to make sure we get out to the public. Like, you know, not only are we, you know, providing an endless array, and in fact, we give a lot more immunization opportunities and the travel vaccines that you can't get. So like, you know, you can get yellow fever vaccines with the health department. You can come and get your malaria shots and stuff. And not all the counties do that. And so we get a lot of cross-county travel of people. And people who will, even from Marion County, will come up here because we're going to get them in faster. And they just like it. So,
well, congratulations on that as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's nice that we have such a dedicated group of people that will, you know.
Yeah, so but big shout out to Eric because we were really all proud of him to, and he's so humble. He's the kind of guy that doesn't like to be out in the spotlight at all. And so I said, look, you're going to hate this, but we're going to fuss over you. So.
Oh, well, that's great.
Eric's been a nurse for over 29 years. And so, you know, the fact that we have his expertise and his dedication, and, you know, it's hard to keep up with where the federal mandates and the guidelines are. Mm-hmm. Our Health and Human Services has been, you know, trying to manipulate and move those in certain directions. And so then it goes forward, then it comes back, then it goes forward. And so he does a great job of staying right on course of where we need to be.
We're heading into summer. We talked a little bit about vaccines and so forth. And what do we need to, I mean, the kids are out of school now. Mm-hmm. What do we need to be thinking about during the warmer months?
I would say safety. Safety, especially with kids, you know, and safety can be lots of things. Safety can be heat. It can be hydration. It can be, you know, roadway safety because they're out on their bikes or they're just not paying attention. They're at the parks, you know, watching for those kind of things. I would say making sure that, you know, try to encourage them to stay active and check on your neighbors, especially with like the heat coming in. So we are anticipating to have a very hot summer. I think there was just a news release last night between the city and Healthy Communities, our great partners, about finding a heat initiative to apply for, you know, so they're looking for funding and grants for that to at least start some very proactive initiatives. At the health department, we have started what we call the fan club, and I am seeking businesses to be part of our fan club and help sponsor us, because when it got so hot last year and we knew we had neighbors and county residents who just had no source of ventilation and they had no air conditioning. I mean, there are homes, believe it or not, without electricity in our county. So that wouldn't, obviously a fan wouldn't work there. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are struggling with heat issues.
Yeah.
And so as I tried to search 211 and figure out, like, what do we have? Have we stood up a cooling center and stuff like that? And was really coming up with not a lot of options. We went out and we bought box fans. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, they're at the health department. If you need one, come get it. Right? Because it's $20. But you might not have a ride to the store. You might not have, you know, a $20 to spare. And so we did. And we gave out, let's see, I think we gave out about 17 last year. Maybe I don't have that count in front of me. But we're going to continue that program of just, you know, of distributing fans. There's a lot of things we distribute over there. We distribute, you know, toothbrushes and sunscreen. I actually had an opportunity to go pick up a small batch of sunscreen. I came home with 800 cans from the Cancer Society in Indianapolis, and we've given out over 600 of those cans already of sunscreen.
You talk about misinformation. To me, that's one of them. I mean, I still have kids that think sunscreen is just that's worse for you than the sun, and I keep telling them that's not right. I mean, that is just not right. And so how do we change the minds, especially in some of our youth? You know how that goes. We all know everything at 20.
Nobody likes to put chemicals 30, on their body, right? So and it feels, you know, it doesn't always feel great to put it on. But, you know, May has been Melanoma Awareness Month. Skin cancer is on the rise. You know, our ozone layers are thinner, so therefore you've got more UV rays coming through. And so it's really just, you know, again, talk about safety. You know, if you're going to be out in the sun all day, you know, maybe wear something light and long. Stay hydrated. Take breaks from that sun. You know, we're hoping soon, you know, Sapphire Bay should be opening up. I think it opens up
this weekend.
I apologize. I'm sorry that they've had such a stellar opening here with the rain today and cold this weekend. So it's going to happen, though, and it's going to happen fast. So, but yeah, we're looking for those opportunities to just provide education. You know, bike helmets are a great piece of safety. So,
well, like you said, with the heat coming in, what is it, the super El Nino is going to really, I mean, I think it's been screwing with our weather pattern for a while because...
Something certainly is.
Yeah, Indiana's been a roller coaster here at least the last 3-4 years. It's been really bad. Mm-hmm. So, and the summers just keep getting hotter, yeah. It seems.
And watch
like.
Those energy drinks. You know, that's such a popular thing right now with kids. And, you know, heat and energy drinks are a bad mixture because you're already dehydrating. Now you're loading yourself with high levels of caffeine. And, you know, yeah. somebody on the basketball court, you know, slamming those down, you know, 4 or 5 in, you're getting at risk of, because it's changing your electrolytes.
Yep.
It's changing your sodium levels. And, you know, cardiac arrest can happen.
Yeah. You know, you say that. That happened to a friend of my husband's that he works with. Young guy. And played basketball all the time. Yep. But he drank tons of those energy drinks and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even 40. I'm like, he was in his 20s or 30s.
Yeah. You really, you know, if you need to hydrate, it's best to start with water. Then, you know, look for your electrolyte replacements. But by the time you start adding, you know, all that additional caffeine, and there's a lot of other stimulants put in that as well. So,
Melissa Hodson-Osler is the Public Health Administrator for the Clinton County Health Department. And I don't know if you would like to introduce the guest that you brought with us today.
I told everybody that it was bring a friend to work today. And so part of what we do at the health department is connect community health partners. And that's really important. You know, I can't cover everything. What I can do is promote public health and promote wellness and provide preventative services. But what I rely on our community health partners. And so I have with me today Abby Ward. She is communication specialist for Valley Oaks, and they have some big stuff coming. So I'm going to share the mic with Abby today.
Fantastic. Abby, tell us a little bit about, well, yourself and two, Valley Oaks, and then we can get into what's on the agenda.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, thank you all for having me here. This is my first time on the radio, so hello.
It's not that bad, is it? See?
No, it wasn't until you turned the mic towards me. No,
that's fair.
Well, my name is Abby Ward. I am fairly new to Valley Oaks. I've been with them for 7 months. And previous to that, I've always worked in public advocacy kind of roles. Depending on what the topic is, I'm a big fan of advocacy. And it's part of the reason I came to Valley Oaks. I'm a big promoter of whole person wellness, and that includes mental and physical. We believe that those are very strongly connected at Valley Oaks Health. And so we offer integrated healthcare, which means we have our mental and behavioral health services. We also have primary care services available in our Lafayette location. So if you are looking for a physician, if it's been a while since you've seen a doctor, you need a doctor, we have potential for same-day openings at our Lafayette location. And so, yeah, we have all kinds of services, the primary care, the mental and behavioral health. We also have our addiction services. We have our crisis response team that will come and meet people where they are and maybe try to de-escalate some situations so that we don't need to rely on our emergency departments and our police resources so heavily. And we are just now back in Clinton County. We are having our open house today with our ribbon cutting for our new location here. We're happy to serve the residents and community here in Clinton County.
And where is the new location?
So we are located at 2109 West State Road 28. And if you don't know where that is right next to the BMV, which almost everybody probably knows.
Yeah, we know where that's at.
Yep. Yeah, so we are at the corner of that building, and we're having our open house today from 1 to 3 p.m., We would love to have our community members, community leaders, community partners all come out and say hi, get a tour, meet the staff, and learn about all the great services that we're bringing to Clinton County.
I love that. You know, we've talked about mental health here several times. Yeah. We were talking about it a little bit before.
Well, and May is Mental Health Month. And
there we go. That's where I was going with that.
Wrapping it up.
That's where I was going with that.
Yep. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we have had several events and trying to really promote that awareness for mental health and the connection it plays in your overall health, being connected to your physical health. And so, yeah, it just seemed really fitting that we have our open house and ribbon cutting to celebrate that new location during our Mental Health Awareness Month. Big month for Valley Oaks Health and a lot of our community partners.
Yeah, we're lucky here in our community because we have folks like you. We we've talked about this, but we just never talked about mental health when I was a kid. That was something that was just never brought up. Mm-mm. And now I think people have realized, you know, our mental health plays into our physical health. So they, if one's not good, you're out of whack a little bit.
Yes. One of the scenarios I like to talk about is a symptom you may be presenting with: anxiety and depression, shortness of breath, trouble sleeping. Most people would associate that with anxiety and depression. So you would seek out behavioral health services. Potentially, though, thyroid conditions can present as anxiety and depression with those same symptoms. So if you aren't looking at the whole picture and the whole person, you may be missing some diagnoses and some treatments that can really help.
So it's just a blood test required for something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. So May is mental health. Do we have something in June? Is it any kind of month that we need to be aware of as we get close to that month?
I would have to rely on my trusty friend Google for that.
That's fair enough. I get that.
I get it.
There's literally an awareness day almost every day of the calendar year.
That's what I figured. Really, so I wondered if there was something for June as well.
If you follow on Facebook with the Clinton County Health Department, we actually go through and purposely program our awareness months or weeks into that, where we're trying to make sure we're promoting various topics throughout. So we try to kind of have purposeful programming with, whether it be mental health, melanoma. I'm trying to remember what was coming up next. We had a packed schedule for June as well.
Okay. I figured there would be. I just didn't know what it was going to be. So again, our guests are Melissa Hodson-Osler, Public Health Administrator with the Clinton County Health Department, and she has brought along her friend Abby Ward, who is the Communications Specialist, did I get that right, for Valley Oaks. Grand opening today, and what time is that?
From 1 to 3.
1 to 3 is the open house, so anyone can stop by and get more information and ask questions and meet the staff. And
absolutely. Please come by and meet all of us. We have a great team here in Clinton County, and they're excited to meet everybody and see how we can help.
You're here in Clinton County, but do you serve other counties as well?
We do. With the addition of Clinton County, we are in 10 counties right now providing services.
So we broadcast in several counties. Can you just say who they are? So if maybe somebody's not, you know, listening from outside of Frankfort here, they can know that as well?
Yeah, of course. So obviously we're here in Clinton County, Tippecanoe County. We have Montgomery County, Jasper, Warren, Newton, White, Carroll.
Prince Lear is.
That's far north, yeah. That wouldn't be us, but Carroll certainly is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Otterburn. Sorry, the county is escaping me. There's so many.
Otterburn's okay,
in
so white, isn't it? We can find it elsewhere.
In white, like that. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Otterburn, this way or that way?
Otterburn's north.
North. Yeah. North, yeah. So I think it's White County.
Benton County. There it is.
Yeah, Benton County as well is up there.
Yeah. Valley Oaks is our designated provider. We're actually contracted as a county. Mm-hmm. For services with them, and so they've been, and that's been a recent. Our council and commissioners worked really hard at bringing them in to really provide better service. And you know, there's this misconception that we have an access issue in Clinton County, and really we have a lot. What we have is an information void of, you know, people understanding what the resources are and a navigation issue of it. And so, I mean, we have a lot of, primary care options in town now. We have pediatricians. Clinton County has 10 dentists. Who knew? Yeah. I mean, really, you know, you go someplace else in rural Indiana, Warren County has 0 currently. And so, you know, we're really blessed, and we have these great providers, and what we're all working really hard at, especially with a current grant that the government has out called Rural Health Transformation, is those networks and those partnerships of really building this cooperation between this community health partnership. And so you're going to hear a lot more of, you know, partners promoting. Valley Oaks has been a great partner in this process, trying to make sure that all of Tippecanoe County's donut counties have an option for care. And, you don't just have to go to Lafayette, but they're right here in Frankfort. Mm-hmm. And I just think we have some great resources. So come check them out. We'll be there.
Okay.
Yay. We're excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. What else can you tell us about Valley Oaks?
Wow. There's so much to talk about with Valley Oaks. But I will say on Friday, I know it's in Lafayette, but on Friday we are going to be featured as the nonprofit of the night for the Lafayette Aviators game. So if you and your family are looking for something to do Friday evening, come and see us at the Aviators and use our code VOH26 to help purchase those tickets. Portion of those sales will come back to help Valley Oaks. A lot of people don't realize that we are a nonprofit. Mm. We are a large entity, but we are still a nonprofit. And so we are going to be at the Aviators on Friday night and sharing some information there as well. So if you're looking for something to do, come on out and hang out with us.
And insurance, you take insurance and things like that?
We do. We actually make it very easy to access our services. We accept Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance, and we also have a sliding fee scale for those that are uninsured. So we really offer options for everyone.
Yes, that is a concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, the concern that keeps growing, it seems like. Unfortunately, especially with younger people. Younger people think they don't have to have insurance. They don't think they need it.
Or they can't.
I want to say they can't, they also may not be able to afford it, but a lot of it is just a mindset that, yeah, I'm invisible. I don't need it. I'm not that old.
I also don't need to go to the doctor is another one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had one like that. He learned different. I think that is a definite issue, but the mental health aspect of it, I think, you know, going back to what Cindy was talking about, how we never talked about it. And we knew the issues were there. We saw it in our own neighborhoods. I mean, I made several ambulance calls that were linked to mental health, and some of the outcomes were not good. But if we got nothing good out of COVID at all, I think that was the thing we did get, because people started realizing, and it started to become part of the conversation. And, you know, I still think we still struggle with it here, but not as bad as what we used to.
Right.
What's the most common, well, I don't want to say most common because there's all types, but what's the age groups that you see coming to your facility? Who seems to be the ones who are accessing your services more so than others?
We are seeing an increase in some of the older population taking advantage of some of those mental health services. Which is really quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, like back in the day, it was something we didn't talk about. I know my parents were like very hush hush.
Everything stayed within these doors.
Yeah, nobody talked about anything.
I could get screamed at in the car. Not screamed at. I could be getting in trouble in the car for something I did, but by golly, as soon as I opened that door, I better have a smile on my face.
Right, yeah.
You know, act like everything's perfect.
Yeah, but I think, like you said, there are recent things that we've gone through in the world and maybe opened some people's eyes that, you know, it's not something to be ashamed of. It's not something to hide from.
Yeah.
True wellness comes from being healthy in both aspects.
Yeah, so. I grew up in a household totally different than hers. It was, anything was discussed, and it didn't matter what your age was. If you were old enough to understand, then it was discussed.
It was discussed. It was just never.
Oh no, we
at
had
the door. It stopped, and then
no, we
know.
Had we. Everything was pretty much open because my dad's family, he had seen mental health issues within his family, and he wanted us all to understand it. And, you know, it wasn't a problem to discuss. If we had questions we didn't understand, we asked.
That's great.
So, yeah, I mean, we were very, very lucky. My husband just totally opposite. So, but I was very lucky to grow up in a family that was very open.
Well, and I'm sure you were present and covering the recent 5K, right, that took place here in Frankfort with the Stepping on Stigma. And again, a great chance for all the partners to come together and really, you know, brought forward by the Buck Foundation, honoring, Cooper and Ford family, along with many other families who have been affected by suicide. And so how great to see, you know, I don't know if we were like 500 people this year or something. It was huge. It was so impressive. It was truly one of my favorite activities out of all the health department stuff we've been doing, That one alone was really special to me.
And by the way, if I was getting yelled at in the car, I probably deserved it, just so you know. My parents are lovely people. I didn't mean it to come off way. No. They really are very lovely people. I really probably deserved it if I was getting yelled
parents.
At. Yeah,
I adore
wonderful.
Your parents,
so.
Yeah.
All right. I know we're running out of time. Melissa Hodson-Osler, Public Health Administrator, Clinton County Health Department. And today, go out and see Abby Ward, because the open house is happening for Valley Oaks from 1 o'clock until 3, 2109 West State Road 28, in the same building as the I call it the license branch, but I don't know if they call it the...
Yeah.
I think there's actually three letters out there, but I still call it the license branch.
I'm not sure. I think we have a caller on the line for you.
Okay.
If you want to grab your headphones.
Give me just a moment there.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Hang on, Carl. She's getting her headphones on.
Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, girls. Good morning. She talked about all kinds of buyers and everything, but she never talked about the main virus we got in the United States of America. She never even mentioned it. Why not?
Well, Carl, tell me what virus we're talking about. Are we talking about
H1? Oh, my God. You got the Donald Trump syndrome in this country. It's tearing this country apart. Is there any kind of drug a person can take for that?
I'm sorry.
I'll get off here.
Carl, thank you for...
They need a drug for Donald Trump.
Thank you for the humor for the day. And bye. Thank you, sir.
You got to love Carl.
Oh, goodness.
That
funny.
Was a good one, Carl.
I knew as soon as I heard the name.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was actually pretty good.
All right. Well, we appreciate both of you coming in today. Good luck with your open house this afternoon. I hope folks come out and say hi and learn more about Valley Oaks and your services. And Melissa, how can folks get a hold of you if they have questions or comments?
We are at 1234 Rossville Avenue. Best address, I think. There is. I love that. We are there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. We are available online as well, clintoncountyhealth.org, or you can call us at 765-659-6385. So lots of ways to connect with us. We have QR codes out there to schedule appointments with. We have a lot of helpful staff. So, you know, whether it be a genealogy search, whether it be your birth certificates, death certificates, immunizations, water septics, you name it, we've got a lot going on over there.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I need to come find you. I got one of those searches. I got to finish some paperwork
I've got some amazing folks there in the health department. Sue Markham would be happy to help you dig up some pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah, I need to make Sue come out and help me at a cemetery. I think she's got a lot of information on
it. She does.
That's beside the point.
And, yeah, so that's the cemetery committee for the county has been doing great work at restoring and preserving some of our old things. So
yeah, I've been talking to them about a lot of stuff.
Good stuff going on.
Thank you so much. We appreciate both of your knowledge today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
We are at the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.